It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Time for our friend, our guest for the community today. And, of course, the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union, Stronger, Smarter, Sensible, Alan Brown and his crew are your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And our friend, our guest from the community today is Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., one of our favorite guests. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I am wonderful.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
She always is.
Well, she is, and her husband are beekeepers, which I think is fascinating. Somebody needs to do it,
yes.
And I'm glad it's them.
Yeah.
But they're producing some, or trying to produce some more local honey, and y'all are going to try to start gathering some this evening, you said.
Yeah, we're about to try to put our honey boxes on, and hopefully by end of September we'll be getting some honey.
Wouldn't that be great? Local honey is great for you, by the way. So that's a great hobby. Who came up with the idea? Was it you or your husband?
I think I initiated it, but then he, like, put the wheels on the ground.
There you go.
There we go.
Well, you got to have somebody that comes up with the idea, and then somebody goes, okay, we're going to
Yep.
And then off they go. But, yeah, that's a great hobby. Well, but you are here to talk about a very, very fun event, a fundraiser for Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. in Texas, Canada that you guys have come up with for September. September 18th is what you said.
Yes.
And it's, what is it?
We are doing a softball co-ed fundraiser. And we're just looking for civic groups, friends, churches, businesses to form some teams and come out and have a good time.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
The challenge is out there.
We have all these civic organizations that come in here almost daily.
Kiwanis, Rotary.
Yep. Texas County Young Professionals, just on and on and on. This is a great chance for you guys to have some fun and to help out the DVP at the same time. And bragging rights. Hey, exactly. We won the tournament.
Right.
So if you, especially, if you're a civic organization or, you know, if you're a business or just some friends that want to get together and play softball, get your group together, get your team together, and do this. It's going to be in September 18th at Grady Wallace Park. And how can they, what's the number they need to call if they want to register their team or get more info?
Yeah, they can call me at my office at 903-794-4000. Follow our Facebook page, and I'll be posting more stuff on there as well here soon.
All right. So get that team together, play some co-ed softball for one day, and have some fun and help them out. It's going to be fun.
It'll be amazing. I like it.
Maybe I can get a hook on somebody's team.
Yeah. They'll pick you up.
I can be the
water I'll come
boy.
Out and bring Gatorade.
Yeah, okay. That's what Anna will do. Bring the Gatorade.
I will.
All right. So check that out on their Facebook page soon, but give them a call. But get your group together and get ready
to play.
Start
thinking about it.
Yeah, co-ed softball. Everybody loves that. And September 18th, that'll be good. While we have you in here, we want to talk about, obviously, the serious side of it, what you guys are all about.
How you offer help.
Yeah. People may not know. They may think, well, I don't know whether I need to call somebody or not, or whether I'm being abused, or, you know, you guys are out there to give them advice and help. It's not like, don't be afraid to call is what I'm trying to say.
Right. There's no shame.
We're not going to judge you. We're just going to have a conversation and safety plan with you and make sure you're safe. And if you're not ready to leave, that's fine. If you are, great. Mm-hmm. But we're here for you.
Yeah. It may be something that just started, or it may happen for the first time, or you're wondering, or something happened that was like, made them concerned. It may not be the full-blown abuse.
Getting smacked up
the head. All
the
time. Yeah. You know, maybe something that's, it brought a warning flag.
Yep.
But it, you don't know who to talk to. You guys can help them out. You can talk to them. And if it gets to the point that they need to get out, that's what you guys are there for. You brought something very interesting with you that we'll talk about in a minute. But it's kind of like a power control wheel that you've got there, the different kinds of ways that you can be influenced or abused by someone, and I think it's pretty telling, and so we'll talk more about that and other things coming up, and more of the best in most countries coming up on the Pig on a Wednesday morning. 1039 mypigradio.com. This would be news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Yeah, quality furniture that you can buy today. They're located just west of Texarkana out in Bowie County. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. here in Texarkana. And we're going to get this up on our website, but we're talking about this power control wheel. We talked about it on Facebook. But it's more than just physical violence or sexual.
Right.
And a lot of times you don't even think about it. I didn't before we started talking to Trinity, but there's a lot of different ways that people have control over you or abuse you, and it is abuse. Using intimidation would be on the wheel.
Right.
Using emotional abuse. using isolation, or maybe you're just isolating yourself. It's a bad situation to be cut off from your family and friends.
Right.
Minimizing, denying, and then the blame game.
Yeah, well, if you hadn't said that, I wouldn't have smacked
you. Your fault that you got hit. Yeah. Well, no, it's not your fault.
No, never your fault.
No. Nope. Using coercion and threats, like, I'm going to do this if you don't do that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'll kill you.
Yeah. Or using the male privilege, like, we know all about that. And this one is out there that we don't even think about, but using economic abuse as far as job, money, you can only have this much.
Right.
You can't go do this. I'm in control. It's all about control, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Power and control wheel.
Right. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Very. It's very obvious right here, the power
very
and control.
Serious topic.
Well, yeah, but it is, yeah, so we'll put that up.
Yes, we will.
But that is, it is
a
lot of different,
is power.
Yeah, very important to know these things, because you may think, well, I'm not being abused, but then you think about it, well, yeah, maybe I am.
Right.
Because I didn't think about the fact that I'm getting abused in that way.
Right.
It's not just physical.
And as a bystander, when you see those being implemented on somebody you love or care for, you're aware that that is abuse.
Right.
And to call Trinity's domestic, well, it's not yours, where Trinity works.
Yeah, and they're there for you.
Yes,
but there
are.
Were some things you wanted to ask her about.
All right, so as a mom, I'm at the house, and I see welts on my child that aren't explained by playing rough. What should I do?
Yep, so the biggest thing is you see it, you say something. So talk to somebody, if that's TTPD, TAPD, or whoever, or call us, we can have a discussion about it. And another great resource, especially for children, is the Child Advocacy Center in CASA.
Right.
Yeah, we've had them in here.
Yeah, they will protect your child.
Right. So if you see what you think may be abuse, whether it be your child or a child that you are...
Yeah, or as a grandparent, you see abuse on that grandchild.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's your child or it's your grandchild, or maybe you're in a situation where it's a stepchild. It doesn't matter.
Right.
If a child is being abused, there's places and people to talk to. What else did you want to ask her about?
Do we have enough time right now?
We do right now.
So, what was the other one? Sorry, I had three of them, didn't I?
Yeah, you had three. I thought you said
a bystander.
Yeah. So as a bystander, who should I call and how do I alert that I suspect something's going on?
Yeah, give us a call. Let's talk about what domestic violence is, how to support your friend and not judge them and help them out in that situation if they decide to stay or if they decide to leave.
Right. And so just support and advocacy for your for the person that means something to you.
Right. And of course, I know one that you talked about on the Facebook that you and your organization, if there's a school out there, you'd go and do talks and talk to the students about various things, about bullying and things like that.
Yeah. So one of my things I like to do is go to schools, talk about bullying, teen dating violence, because we as an organization believe that those signs and things and habits start young, and if you break that cycle at a young age, hopefully it'll lead to healthier relationships as adults.
Right.
So awareness.
So if you're like a superintendent or principal or whatever of a school and would like for Trinity to come out and talk to your students about these things, which is great that she goes out and talks to them, and because kids need this guidance.
Right.
Get a hold of them at DVP and set up a time for her to come out and do one of these presentations. And we've talked before about the fact that, a lot of times it's peer pressure it's high among teenagers and schools about, hey, you got to do this. Hey, you got to go along with that. Or so-and-so is so popular, you're dating him or whatever, and he's not being nice to you. You don't have to don't put up with it because you're being pressured into
it. Right, you're forming a bad habit.
Yep. It's not normal. Jealousy is not normal. Possessiveness is not normal. And we have to teach them that it's not normal because they see it in the media and their families and their parents and stuff.
And so don't be pressured into thinking, hey, I got to go along with this. No, you don't have
it's
to go
okay
along
to
with
be
anything.
Alone. It's
right.
Okay.
It's okay to be alone. That's a good point.
Yeah. And your self and your body is yours.
You have value.
Yes. And nobody should take advantage of it at any step. You should never let anybody take advantage of yourself.
To love someone else, you have to love yourself first.
See how smart she is.
Well, I know.
We love her.
That's why she's the person.
One of our favorites.
Yeah, she's the person she is. All right, we'll continue talking with Trinity. Also, we'll get y'all to play a game as well, because that's what we do every time on The Pig, 1039 mypigradio.com. I love that song, Anna. Steve Holy got him a brand new girlfriend.
That happens.
All right, on the big. 1039mybigradio.com. It's the morning show, John, Anna, and friends. Brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew. They've got three locations to serve you. Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard, Texarkana, Arkansas. Been talking with Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. here in Texarkana. And between the breaks there, you said there was something that you wanted to bring up.
Yeah, so I really wanted to talk about if you see someone, like a friend or a family member, experiencing domestic violence, kind of what do you do? Because you're kind of at a standstill.
Like, you've talked to them about it, but they don't know what, both of you don't know how to move on.
Yes. So, the first thing that I wrote down on my little notes, which I always have here, is you got to know what domestic violence is.
Right.
Some of the red flags. So, you know, extreme jealousy, insults, like we talked about that power and control wheel, and y'all are going to post that later. Mm-hmm. So, those are just some of the signs what domestic violence is. And then next is just to listen to them and not to judge them. And what I mean by that is, like, confirm their feelings. They don't deserve it, like we're saying, and don't judge their decisions. If they decide to leave, if they decide to stay, that's a hard one.
Yeah. You have to swallow and say that.
You have to support them because they might not be ready. You're not in their shoes to make that decision
right.
on what they're doing. Mm. They have their own reasons.
Right.
If they need help with, like, documentation, say they're being physically abused, be that friend that can hold those pictures because
right.
sometimes if they hold them on their phone, their abusers might...
They often break into
your phone and delete them or something. Or also, you could also have like a safety go bag at your house. So if they need to leave, they have clothes and items and things and birth certificates at your house. So that's a good way. And if you don't know your local resources, there's the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You can call and find local resources in your area. Or if your friend's not in your area, you can call that number and they can find it for their area.
Right.
Okay.
And then lastly, I just wanted to point out that you cannot rescue someone.
No.
You might have all the care in the world for this person, but at the end of the day, they get to make their own decisions. And if they don't want to leave, you can't save them. And that's really hard. And we have to learn that as advocates, too.
Yeah.
You can't save everybody unless they want it.
All right. So it's kind of like you can't force them.
Nope.
But you're there to guide them.
Right.
And whether they take the guidance or not, you know. I can see how that could be frustrating for you people that are working there. It's kind of like, oh, man, you get all this facts together and you hear it and you go, they need to get out of there. And they decide not to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't tear yourself up over it because you're doing the best you can do to advise them. In the end, they got to make the decision.
Yes.
But it's also our responsibility to empower them.
Yes.
And support them.
Good
and
yes.
As you said, there's no judgment. We have to just leave that alone. That's not our place.
Well, that thing that the things that you said there
yes.
as being a good friend and having these things for them, keeping for them, being ready to help
right.
them, being ready on go is great. That's great.
Yes, and just the support of no judgment, like I'll listen to you, you know, and I confirm your feelings. That's
right.
just one of the biggest things about it.
And you're valid. Yeah, everything they've said is valid.
All right. Well, hang around, Trinity. Because coming up after the next break, on the next break, we'll play a game, and then we will repeat the stuff about the great co-ed softball.
Yes,
fundraiser.
That's coming up in September. We'll continue playing more of the best and most country here on The Pig. 1039mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And, man, when we were coming to work this morning, I was so happy when I found out that it wasn't Tuesday. I thought it was Tuesday.
Yeah, I made your day.
It's already Wednesday.
Everybody...
So it's good. It's good. But we've got Trinity. We've been talking with Trinity from Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. here in Texarkana. And we're going to go over again here in just a minute the details that she has in right now on a co-ed softball tournament that's coming up in September to raise funds for DVP and have a great time. So we'll do that. But right now we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
And y'all play along with Trinity and Anna. This game today is not Anna's favorite, but oh well. Match the mouth.
Don't you love his
Well, I don't have any control over
compassion.
The game. I don't have any control over the game that comes up. I know you have some favorites.
Yes,
I do. And this is not one of yours.
No, it's not.
It's Match the Mouth, Trinity. And what it is I'll give you a quote from a notable person and give you multiple choice, like four or five different people that might have said it, and you figure out who said it, okay?
All right.
And don't look at the screen because that's cheating.
Right.
All right, here we go. Quote, one of the huge mistakes people make is that they try to force an interest on themselves. You don't choose your passion chooses you.
Okay.
Now, who said that? Was it Mother Teresa, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Martha Stewart, or Warren Buffett? Who said all that about mistakes and passions and all that?
feel like it'd be either Elon Musk or Bezos, because they're both very...
Which one do you think, though?
Good guess. Good guess. Musk? Which one?
I'm just going to say Musk.
We'll go with her.
All right. It's Bezos.
Okay.
But you were close.
Was he the one that did the rocket the other day? The spaceship, or was that somebody else?
I think it was somebody else.
Man, I don't even know now. Man, that's sad. It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened. And yesterday.
I don't even remember. Check out who that was. That's okay. It may have been Bezos. I don't know. Some billionaire just went into space.
Somebody with too much money.
Well, Anna looks that up.
Okay.
Quote, when I was four, I wrote a song about falling into a black hole. Okay. Did John Legend say that? Elton John, Drake, Billie Eilish, or Billy Joel? Who said, when I was four, I wrote a song about falling into a black hole?
That has to be someone very unique in their music. Right. Billie Eilish is pretty
She's
unique.
Yeah, and, in a great way.
Yeah.
Yep, and you're correct. Billie Eilish is the correct answer. Did you get who?
Yeah, he went to space, everyone.
Bezos?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It was Bezos.
See how smart she is.
She's sharper than I am today. I'm not.
Well, that
I'm not the sharpest tool in the toolbox today. All right, here we go. Final one. Quote, it's always been in me. I just had to be confident enough to let it out. Okay, who said that? Simon Cowell, Kelly Clarkson, Lionel Richie, Ed Sheeran, or The Weeknd? It's always been in me. I just had to be confident enough to let it out.
I have no idea.
I think it would be either Ed Sheeran or The Weeknd.
Okay, well, you're good. So which one are you going to pick?
Ed Sheeran, I don't know. Weeknd.
She goes with The Weeknd. And guess what? The Weeknd is right.
Awesome.
So y'all did quite well on it.
Teamwork.
Yeah, teamwork, and she's sharp.
Yeah, she got us.
She got the Jeff Bezos thing right. I'm sitting there going,
I don't know. Somebody
went into space
money.
Last week.
Yeah.
Which one was that? These billionaires. All right. One more time. Tell us about the co-ed softball tournament coming up in September. You're still getting everything together, but you got some of the details.
Yes, September 18th, going to be at Grady Wallace Field. We need teams to sign up. I think it's 10 people per team, male and female. Follow us on our Facebook page for more details about that, but it'll be September 18th.
All right, and the phone number to call either for that or for help
is,
Different things.
Different things. Call me at 903-794-4000.
For the softball.
For the softball stuff.
Yeah.
Or for a crisis hotline, it's 903-793-4357.
Yeah, I put her on the spot with the numbers there, but she pulled through. But if you feel like you're being abused or you know somebody's being abused, make that call.
Advocate with them.
It's not going to hurt to make the call. And it may turn out that you stay where you're at, as you said, or it may turn out where they can help you get out of a situation you don't need to be in. And you civic groups, church groups, friends, businesses, everybody loves to play co-ed softball. Get your team together. Get a hold of them. Check out their Facebook page soon. Get that team together and play in the tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun and help out DVP. Thank you so much for coming in. And, come back in as we get closer to the tournament, and we'll get more details on that out.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.